In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hi.
Oh, gosh. You are really out of it. You don't even have any excuses. Hey, folks. How's it going? I'm Ethan Lee. That's Daniel Black. This is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. I don't know why he's so tired. I don't know why he's so out of it. Apparently, his dad just came back from traveling the entire globe around the world in 80 days or something like that. So today we're going to talk a little bit about softball. The women will play up in Knoxville.
That's not the first thing we're going to talk about.
No, the first thing we're going to talk about is baseball. Baseball.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
You clearly are not ready to play.
Today, I can be center field.
Okay.
I can be a podcast host.
No, you can't. So, this week, starting today as you listen, unless you're listening from like 47 days in the future, 47 days.
Why 47?
It's kind of arbitrary.
So, hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of From the Podcast Tolls here on March 24th, 2016. This is the official podcast from the CowboyTolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm the Black Rider from the Cowboy Tolls, and joining me is Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
My intro was more organic.
What is that? What's that supposed to mean?
Mine
was faster.
That's dope.
What?
So
that's marijuana.
No.
Today on the show, we are going to be talking about baseball. Mississippi State defeated Mississippi Valley State 16-1 on Tuesday. We'll talk about that, and we got an upcoming series against Georgia.
It's the Bulldogs.
It's the Battle of Ron Polk.
Yeah.
Because you know he used to be the head coach at Georgia.
He was there for a little bit.
There's a very funny picture of him and an umpire. Two umpires, actually.
Yeah.
That used to be Crystal Method's header photo.
What's his header photo now?
Jack Crystal, Jim Ellis, and John Carrero.
Okay. Yeah, I see it now.
Yes, but anyways, and then we'll talk, and then Ethan will talk about softball.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about baseball first. Mississippi State defeated Mississippi Valley State 16-1. Ethan, I just wanted to tell you just how close I was on my prediction. I predicted Mississippi State to win 17-0, and we won 16-1.
Two runs off.
Painful.
Yeah.
Absolutely painful.
That was a weird game.
Was it?
It was an excitingly weird game, but it was still a weird game.
Were you expecting anything different, to quote Vern Lundquist, after Tiger Woods chip-in at number 16 in the 2005 Masters?
I mean, I didn't expect an inside-the-park grand slam.
That's true.
that was Brian Haydad tweeted about how there'd only been, like, 66 or something like that. No. It was 28. Since 1966, in Major League Baseball.
I want to say it's
not a common occurrence.
I want to say something off topic.
Go for it.
The softball team just tweeted something about their loss to
Central Arkansas,
and it said we lost in a midweek pitching duel. # Hail State.
Yeah.
I hate our PR department. Okay, what were you saying?
You know why they do # Hail State, right?
Because they want everyone to be all perky and smiley?
No, it's so people see MSU News. That's the official #
But
it's not a celebrate # Hail State. No. This is a # to where people searching for Hail State on Twitter can keep up with MSU News. It's not
Why can't you just follow the softball account? That's so much easier.
Because people are dumb.
Mississippi State Yeah. Okay.
I mean...
Anything else about the Mississippi State, Mississippi Valley State game? Because I didn't watch this game because I was expecting us to blow them out. And my expectations came true.
I went to Walmart around midnight last night.
That has everything to do with this game.
Well, I saw a Cole Gordon there.
Oh, the flow.
In the mullet.
The worst flow on earth.
I saw the mullet in person. Hmm. One, Cole Gordon is not a small dude. He's kind of a big guy.
Well, I saw 7 baseball players sitting down at a table at Stromboli's last week.
No, this isn't about bragging because I see MSU athletes all the time.
Well, because you live there, but I was there for a grand total of 3 days, and I saw 7 athletes at a table at a restaurant.
Hey, you want to know something? I saw the entire softball team the other day.
Oh.
You can't even top that.
Were you sitting in a indie softball park?
But no, just what I was saying is that the mullet is even more awful in person. And I don't get why people still have mullets today. I just don't.
I'm trying to figure out some insightful thing to say about this Mississippi Valley State game, and we just talked about Walmart and mullets.
I mean,
Connor Pilkington had a great outing.
Yeah.
Pitching 5 innings, striking out 6, giving up only 2 hits after a good performance in the midweek against Eastern Kentucky, I believe. Is that who he pitched against?
Think so.
Last week he could become locked in as our new midweek starter.
And I'm not against that at all.
I mean, with how he's pitched the last 2 games, I wouldn't
that
be
gives
against
him
it at all.
Good chances to get experience against crappy teams.
Ethan,
yeah,
we play Southern Miss next week. They're not a crappy team. We play Ole Miss in the midweek. They're not a crappy team.
No,
we play
no,
Memphis in the midweek. They're not a crappy team. What do you mean get experience against crappy teams? We lost to a team that he played against. He pitched against.
Okay. Yeah. But he's getting experience against mostly crappy teams. Most midweek games are not against rigorous opponents.
I'm going to look at our remaining schedule. Southern Miss is rigorous. Memphis is rigorous.
No. Okay, time out. They're good teams. They're not rigorous.
Ole Miss is difficult.
Ole Miss is rigorous.
Yes,
that's
going to
be a tough game.
That's rigorous.
The UT Martin doubleheader on Tuesday, April 5th.
I don't know how UT Martin is. I haven't had any research on them.
Probably not good. Probably not even mediocre.
Memphis isn't terrible. They're generally
Louisiana Monroe
bad.
And Biloxi.
I mean, I don't know how UM Monroe does, but they're in the Sun Belt alongside FAU and Louisiana Lafayette. So, you know, they're in a good conference.
There's consensus that they could be good.
Yeah.
Troy?
Same thing. They're in the Sun Belt.
Okay, then we're not just going to rely on, they're in the Sun Belt. I'm going to look up their records. Troy baseball.
I'm tired. Let's get But anyways, Mississippi
Troy
State.
Is 13-9. UL Monroe.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're in the Sun Belt. They're 0-3.
Well, I didn't know what their record was. I don't have any research on you, Louisiana Monroe baseball.
They're awful.
I don't know why you're attacking me for making an observation. A presumption on something that I didn't know. So I'm sorry, Ethan, that you're so mean. You're rude. You're fired.
It's on... that game's on 420.
I will hang up on you. Can you play smoke weed every day? smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
But yeah,
both of us are into that.
This is a game in which Mississippi's. Oh yeah, man, I am blazing every day, and I shouldn't say that because I'm 16, and that's not even true. This is a game in which Mississippi State hit the ball like it got hits 19 times.
Yeah,
good times, happy fun times. Is there any other real bullpen?
What else do we have to say about that game?
Bullpen pitched pretty well. We had 4 pitchers except for Jacob Billingsley, although he wasn't horrible. Or sorry, I meant Paul Young. Paul Young struggled, but the rest had good outings. Ryan Sear gave up two hits, struck out one, not fantastic in an inning. Zach Houston struck out two in an inning. Paul Young, pretty bad. Jacob Billingsley closed it out in the ninth, striking out two. So
yeah.
The bullpen pitched pretty well.
You know, and this was a good opportunity to get some other young guys some more experience before taking on Georgia, which will be more opportunities for them to get more experience against a bad team.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure Georgia's awful. Georgia's a horrible team right
Well,
now.
Speaking of Georgia, we're going to preview them now.
Yeah.
The Georgia Bulldogs are 14-8 on the year so far.
Yeah.
We're playing at Duty Noble, which is an away site for the Bulldogs of Georgia. They are 3-0 away.
Yeah.
Georgia has some of their losses.
Those three away games against Charlotte, at Kennesaw State, at Mercer.
Hmm.
So, yeah, no. Those don't count.
Hmm.
They had to go into extra innings to beat Mercer.
They lost to Wright State. They lost to Charlotte.
They've gone into extra innings four times on the season. They've won three, but they've not been against impressive teams.
Their first SEC opponent was a series loss to Kentucky, who is not that fantastic.
No, they're outscored 27-15?
Yeah.
And in the last two games, they're outscored 15. Wait. Crap. 25.
Maybe 10. You have a point.
They're awful. They're on a three-game losing streak that includes a loss to Mercer, 3-1 in Athens.
When they lost to Kentucky 11-4, the picture they chose for their little infographic at the end was their head coach at the mound talking to pitchers that look really disappointed.
They have a 10-5 loss to Charlotte. Earlier in the season, they lost 3-1 to Wright State. They lost 8-7 to Western Kentucky. They had to go into extra innings to beat Cincinnati. They have a 3-1 loss to Southern Alabama. And a 5-3 loss in extra innings to Georgia Southern.
I'm going to check out the game notes here they have for the series against Mississippi State here.
Thank you for it.
That's where I get a good majority of my info for these baseball opponents.
That's where most media members get there.
Well, I want to pretend like I'm the only one who does this. So
you
want
to pretend to be legitimate media?
I am legitimate media because I am the media.
Hey, you want to know something? Scott Strickland tweeted out that they credential legitimate media members.
Well, I haven't
asked. Which one of us has been credentialed?
Well, I haven't asked for any credentials. Because I don't know why a 16-year-old would be in the press box.
So, I mean, they put a 21-year-old in a press box.
Well,
I was 20 at the time.
Well, you're not.
I didn't even ask for the credentials. They just were like, here you go.
Well, you're not
so
a
shout
minor.
Shout out to Kyle Niblett.
You're not a minor. Kyle Niblett has given me a media guide.
Okay. Ooh. I got a lot of Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yeah, you got a lot of Chick-fil-A sandwiches? Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Who, whose tweet was a part of the San Jose Mercury News?
Yeah, but who was in a press box eating cookies that were as big as his face?
San Jose Mercury News.
I mean, I have a pretty big head, too. Like, my head's not tiny. It's kind of heavy.
You're trying to pretend that because your head is so big, you're smart. That's what you're trying to say.
No, I'm saying that I had a cookie
that was
not. Like as big as my head.
Georgia baseball's head coach is Scott Strickland.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things in sports.
Okay. On Friday, they will be starting left-handed freshman pitcher Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
I don't have his stats in front of me, but all they say is that he is 3-0 on the year with a 1.93 ERA.
Scott Strickland kind of looks like Scott Strickland.
Which one?
They both look. They have similar facial features. It's not close. I'm looking at a picture of Georgia's Scott Strickland. It's not like incredibly close, but like the way their eyes are set, nose shape.
So anyways, Kevin Smith.
Best baseball preview ever.
In four starts, once again, 3-0, 1.93 ERA. He has 20 strikeouts and 9 walks in 23 and a third innings.
Giving up 15 hits.
Yeah.
5 earned runs.
This guy's not terrible.
No, he's not terrible, but he's not.
And he's only a freshman.
Yeah. He's their best pitcher, though.
On Saturday.
You've got Robert Tyler. You've got Heath Holder. Both with over, yeah. You know, the rest of their starting pitchers are all over 3.4 ERAs.
Yeah, their Sunday pitcher is TBA.
No, it's not a Sunday game.
I meant Saturday. That's really hard to get used to. Their
it's a weird series.
Game 3 is TBA. That's the name of their pitcher. He is 0-0 on the year with an 0.00 ERA. He
is there Saturday guy? Or Sunday? Crap. Friday. Who's their Friday guy?
Game 2?
Yeah.
Robert Tyler.
Yeah, no, he's not good.
2-1, 3.42 ERA, right-handed pitcher who is a junior.
26 and a third innings pitched, 17 hits, 10 earned runs, 11 walks.
On the game notes, he says that Tyler battled with his command last Friday against Kentucky, issuing a career-high 7 walks in 5 innings, but held the Wildcats to a pair of runs.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said about clutch pitching, but he's not a good pitcher. Not right now, at least.
Scott Strickland was the former head coach at Kent State. They went to the College World Series.
With Scott Strickland?
With Scott Strickland.
That's impressive. Why is Georgia so awful?
Well, they need to rehire Ron Polk, I guess.
Mark Richt has lost control of Georgia.
But the thing is, that's actually happened. Like, he legitimately no longer has control of the program.
Correct.
Literally. That is a true statement.
Batting wise, they're not an incredibly great hitting team. Steven Wren is batting .306, 22 hits on the year, 12 runs. Skyler Weber is hitting .298, and Keegan McGovern, that's a really cool name, Keegan McGovern, are both hitting .298. Home run leaders. Keegan McGovern is their guy right there with 5 home runs on the year, 21 RBIs.
May I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
SB Nation just retweeted this article saying that Jerry Jones says it's absurd to think football can cause brain injuries.
It's Jerry Jones.
How many brain injuries has football caused him? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're working under the assumption that Jerry Jones has a brain.
That's a good point.
And unfortunately, Dak Prescott's going to play for that man.
And he's a fan of that man.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, Georgia's not exactly pitching well. They're not
Jerry
exactly
Jerry Jones looks like
well.
Larry Brown.
Good to know. Just not a great team. They have 12 stolen bases on the year out of 21 attempts. Opponents have 21 steals against them with 29 attempts. They're just not a good team right now. And we should at least take 2, if not more. The one game that I would say they have a chance is Thursday. Or at today, as you listen, with Kevin Smith as their pitcher. But even then, we're going to counter with Dakota Hudson.
Yeah.
So, unless he craps the bed.
Which is interesting that you say that, because the last 2 series against Oregon and Vanderbilt, 2 series in which I predicted we were going to lose, I said that if we were to win 1 game in the series, it would be on Friday.
Yeah. That's where I drew inspiration for that saying.
But you put it on Georgia's side.
No, because all of their other pitchers are god-awful.
Knock on wood. I don't like you saying these things.
I found wood.
Good.
Yeah, no, I think we have a good chance of sweeping them.
common opponents between Georgia and Mississippi State.
Oh, we have common opponents?
Yeah. South Alabama.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs defeated South Alabama 7-3. Georgia lost to South Alabama 3-1.
Yeah.
That's it.
Georgia, of their losses, their 8 losses, let's just go through them real quick, okay? Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern is a program that is not horrible. I do know that that was the first head coaching stop of one Ron Polk.
Okay.
Led them to the College World Series.
South Alabama.
We know about them.
Western Kentucky.
I don't know about them.
Can you just look them up real quick then?
Sure.
I'm going to look up Wright State.
The Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky are currently 11-9 on the year, including a 14-6 win at Kentucky.
Okay. Wright State is 13-7 on the year.
And a 6-0 win at Tennessee.
Oh, that's cool. So, you know, they're a decent team. Wright State is not really a great team. They don't have much talent. Charlotte, they lost to Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
My grandmother's name's Charlotte. They lost to my grandmother. 10-5.
Wow, your grandmother must be pretty athletic.
Apparently. And then they lost the series to Kentucky, which was awful for them. And then they lost to Mercer. Hmm. So,
predictions.
They've lost to some not great teams.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't say this already, and you probably did, but I wasn't paying attention. Georgia has a team batting average of .245.
I didn't say their team batting average. I just went into they were not great.
And they have, and they're averaging 4.9 runs per game. Mississippi State has a team batting average of .311 and is averaging 7 runs per game.
Yeah.
So.
Predictions. Yeah, like I said, the one game they really have a chance to win, as we look at the stats, as we look at their schedule, would be Thursday. But that's like probably a 25% chance to win that game.
Knock on wood.
Assuming
knock on wood,
Dakota
I'm telling you to knock on wood.
I did.
But you have to do it again.
Oh my gosh. Assuming Dakota Hudson doesn't just decide to throw the game for whatever reason.
Could be doing the old Black Sox scandal.
What color socks are we going to wear? Are they maroon?
I don't care what color socks we wear.
You care about the jerseys.
Well, because half of them are ugly.
I think we have a good chance of sweeping. We'll at least take 2.
You want to hear something interesting?
Sure.
Georgia holds a 41-40 series advantage all time.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to take a lead here. We're at least going to tie it.
I'm going to say we tie it.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I don't know which game we would lose. If I would have to guess one, it would be Saturday, game 3. If I would have to guess.
That's fair.
So I'll say 2 out of 3 with a loss on
game
3.
I'll take a sweep.
Okay. Cross his fingers.
Yeah.
If we lose this series, 2 things. I'm blaming Jacob Robson for saying at the end of the Mississippi Valley State press conference that I'm excited to get some wins. And number 2, I'm never predicting us to win a series again.
Fair.
All right.
This is just not a good team.
Softball.
Yeah, softball takes on Tennessee. Tennessee is undefeated at home. Their midweek pitcher just threw a perfect game. Which apparently are not common in softball, but more so than baseball. The Volunteers are really good. They're 20-5 on the season, I believe. 21-5. Last year they swept us during Super Bulldog weekend, and that was not fun. So Vance Dudeman really has her work cut out for her. I've seen this guy before. I've seen him on campus. He has like an Android hat, like the little Android bug thing?
He has a hockey jersey.
Yeah. From what I understand, he's a really nice dude.
Oh, he's pretty recognizable.
I've seen him a couple times.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, continue.
Why did you send me a picture of
this? I don't know. Just keep going.
I hate you.
Keep it going.
I'm going to go... Dang it. I'm going to go send you the picture of...
That mayor... I did not mean to completely distract you.
You completely distracted me because now I can only think of his android hat, which he wears to football games. It's a beanie. Okay, so... Yeah, Vance Dudeman and her team has their work cut out for them. As of right now, I'm only going to say they went 1 of 3 because Tennessee is...
I see a picture of his android hat.
Wait, you found it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on top of the cowbell.
Yeah. So, the... yeah, Tennessee's a very good team. If they can play like they... if Mississippi State can play like they played against Auburn... They have a reasonable shot to win, but I just don't feel comfortable predicting that just yet, especially given that State just lost to Central Arkansas, 1-0. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think Van Studen can get her team up to play, and I think they'll go toe-to-toe with them, similar to how they did Auburn, but I just don't, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to win just yet. So 1 of 3.
Good.
Yeah. Can we get this man on the show with his android hat and such?
I don't know.
Do you think he's a listener?
I don't know.
Let's see.
So, do you have any final thoughts? This is the worst show of all time. Do you have any final
thoughts? No, it's not
thoughts?
The worst.
Yes, it is. Do you have any final thoughts?
There's a video of a mascot dance-off.
Oh, my God. I don't care.
It's our friend with the android hat.
Oh. No.
His video.
Oh, never mind. Then I care deeply. What? Well, let me see.
I'm going to DM it to you.
He loves tweeting Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo! Let's see. Mascot dance-off. Sane-off.
Yeah, he corrected it one tweet later.
Where are the mascots? Oh, here it is. Bully's hitting the whip, doing the nay-nay. Okay, there it is, yeah. I hate that those dances. Uh-oh, here come the Spartan. Here come... Oh, that's it. He didn't show the entire...
Yeah, he doesn't get the entire video. Okay.
I got excited.
Yeah. No. Well, this guy goes
is
to
that your
a lot of
are those your final thoughts?
He's at a lot of the...
Are those your final thoughts?
...basketball games, apparently. Why did you send that man's picture to me?
I don't know. That'll do it. Let's end the show there. Bye.